Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Paweł Wieprzowski, and on behalf of Wood & Company, I would like to very warmly welcome you to the first quarter conference call with Kernel's management team. Today, the company is represented by Andrzej Berecki, Chairman of the Board, Anastasia Ustaciova, CFO, Yuriy Kowalczyk, Corporate Investment Director. Gentlemen, congrats to the results. Please go ahead.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, we today present Kernel's financial results for the 3 months ending 30th September 2021, our first quarter of our financial year 2022. So group revenue is reporting period amount at 1.3 billion, EBITDA stood at 315 million, and we generated net profit of 211 million. As of September, our net debt to EBITDA is 1:1. So I take you briefly through the segment as usual. So our oil processing segment business generated $15 million of EBITDA in first quarter, which is down 53% year to year. The disappointed result was pretty expected, given the insufficient carryover stock from the last harvest 2020. We remain cautious regarding our outlook for crushing business in the current season, although we believe that both crush volumes and margins are likely to improve because we have pretty record strong harvest, 16.8 million tons. In Ukraine, we still targeted to process 3.8 million tons of oil seeds, though the visibility of the margins improved are limited. Procurement campaign started pretty slow. The season was delay of the sun seeds harvest first, and the farmers are relatively weak, selling pretty slow. Farmers are having very good liquidity position, and they're waiting for the better price. So I would say to predict the future season profitability would be quite complicated. Infrastructure and trading segment secured strong $117 million of EBITDA in the first quarter. Our Avera subsidiary delivered the third outstanding quarter in a row, being a major contributor in the segment. In Ukraine, we exported 2.2 million tons of grain and transshipped as well 2.2 million tons through our terminals, which is 5 and 18% year-to-year growth, respectively. The financial performance of the grain export value chain in Ukraine was undermined by low origination margins so far for crops produced, first of all, in the previous season, and poor results of the silo segments caused by low intake volumes and the surge in energy costs. Putting aside Avera, the outlook of the full year remains unclear. On the one hand, we maintain intention to export 11 million tons of grain from Ukraine and as well pretty much fully utilize our terminal with 10 million tons of the volume throughput. On another hand, again, same story as the sun seeds. The farmers are extremely slow selling their goods. And we have the corn, significantly delay of the crop, which is all these factors brings a bit of risk of delivering strong margins across the all business lines. EBITDA contribution for our farming segment in the first quarter increased 29% year to year, $207 million, including $85 million of net gain from change in fair value of biological assets. As of today, we completed sunflower seed harvest campaign, achieved 3 tons of yield per hectare. Corn harvesting is delaying this year. We still have 20% acreages still unharvested. As the harvest progress, we anticipate the net yield for corn is 8.9 tons per hectare compared to 8 tons per hectare last year. Corn improved as well year to year for all our key crops. On the cost side, we expect 15% year-to-year inflation per hectare, mainly driven by energy prices translated into the higher drying cost of silos, along with the surging cost of outsourced service and the land leases. But full EBITDA adjusted for the net impact from a revaluation of biological assets in financial year 2022, as anticipated, to exceed the previous year of result. Our liquidity position remains strong. We have $334 million of cash and $534 million of cash and $580 million of ready marketable inventories on balance, as well over $1 billion of undrawn credit facility. So quick recap on the CAPEX program. We are processing with construction of our oilseeds plant in Western of Ukraine, planning to commission the plant in the coming months. We reconfirm initial provided CAPEX guidance for 2022, $265 million, which shall cover maintenance cost, maintenance CAPEX as well. This is pretty much it for my presentation, and we are ready for your question. Please go ahead.
Great, thank you. If you'd like to ask a question during the presentation, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you have joined us online, please press the red flag icon.
If I may, I'll start. Pavel Vyprovsky, Wood & Company. Just three quick questions from my side. Could you please tell us whether you have seen any significant changes in terms of the trading activity in the land market? Because following the full year results that were announced 2 months ago, you stated there was indeed negligible trading happening. Has it changed since then?
So regarding the land market in Ukraine, pretty slow. The total amount of the land traded in the whole country is 66,000. So very, very low compared to the whole volume. And I think for the next couple of years, we don't expect any activity, strong activity on a market. Mainly transactions happens with the existing farmers who is buying land, which they lease at the moment. So, but I think the process is very slow.
Mm-hmm. Perfect, thank you. As far as your second tranche of the buyback program is concerned, you have not purchased any shares. Will this $50 million that you plan to spend on this tranche be simply postponed and be utilized for further tranches, or you will just reduce the total amount that you are going to spend on your buyback program from $250 million to $200 million, so adjusting for this tranche which has not been completed?
So, 250 total amount announced.
Sorry, unfortunately, it seems we have lost connection. We will pass over to the management team to take over this question.
Yuri, do you want to continue? Okay,
sorry,
then
Yuri,
I will take
continue?
Over.
Thank you.
Yeah, I will continue. This is Asta Zosichewa. No, the size of the program should be still the same as announced, 250 million.
Okay, so you'll just simply spend this 50 million that you've had not spent on the second tranche later on, simply. Okay, perfect. Last question regards the statement about the cost inflation. The chairman stated that you expect 60% year-on-year cost inflation in the farming segment per hectare. Does it refer to all and to the entire cost base, or just only the dollar-based items or energy part? Could you please elaborate a bit about this?
No, the main contributor Yeah, the main contribution is definitely the energy crisis. Energy part is important, but this is the whole dollar base.
Okay, so this 60% inflation, cost inflation, refers to only the U.S. dollar denominated.
The dollar base, yeah.
Okay, so it's roughly
half
of the total cost per hectare, right? This dollar part.
This is 60% of the total cost nominated of the total cost, not on the nominated in dollars, but on the total cost.
Okay, so the entire cost per hectare is up or
absolutely.
Shall be up by 60% year on year this year. Okay, perfect. Thank you. That's all for my side. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you so much, Pavel. We will now move on to the first question, which comes from Filip Vorek from the GIH Group. Please go ahead.
Hey, Colonel team. So congrats, first of all, for the great result. I have a couple of questions. Let's start off first with infrastructure. How to understand the impact of gas prices on CEOs? You mentioned that in the presentation. Is this a short-term effect that arises due to previously signed contracts? And we can expect that the higher gas prices will be then naturally transferred to customers? Or is it something that will endure on that side? And the other question regarding infrastructures, can you provide any kind of guidance on how it's going so far in Q2?
Sorry, the second question is about what? It's about the structure?
It's about infrastructure, so the physical infrastructure.
Okay. I can start with infrastructure. We definitely expect high volumes, and we are quite aggressive in our procurement campaign. So we do believe we will fulfill our program in terms of volumes. In terms of the margins, still remain to be seen. Okay, for now, but it's just the beginning of the season. But overall, taking into consideration extremely good harvest of grain in Ukraine, we expect, I would say, a normal profitability in this segment this year. Definitely, silos suffering from energy crisis. But the weather conditions are favorable in terms of, cost of their services. So overall should be like a normal year and good in terms of volumes.
Okay, but just to understand here the economics of the impact of gas prices on silos, are you able to pass over this cost to customers in the midterm? So, I mean, higher gas prices, higher storage prices, in the end, higher energy prices. Or why is the impact, it seems to be that in Q1, the impact has been quite negative of this. Is this because of previously contracted storage capacity at lower prices before the gas price increased, or what gives rise to that?
Yeah, that's a combination of two factors. Indeed, some contracts were signed with lower prices. Then during the year, we increased gradually the prices for our service. And we, as you mentioned, we actually translated this gas prices increase into cost of our, into price of our service. The second reason for low profitability of silos in the first quarter was low volume, because as Andrei mentioned, the harvesting campaign was delayed, so silos just didn't receive enough volumes in the first quarter, and that was the main driver. The farmers will pay for the energy crisis, but our farming business and as well as other farmers in Ukraine definitely will benefit from the current level of the commodity prices. So overall, I think the impact is not significant. It's not that significant.
Mm-hmm. Oh dear. Okay, thank you. Explains it very much on that part. About the farming, I have like two related questions regarding that. So you mentioned that you have 20% left in the field as of end of Q1. And is this, if I would like to estimate the long position, as you mentioned in previous reports, can this be considered that you are like 20% long with respect to corn prices?
There is no correlation between, you know, how much we harvested and how much we pre-sold. We have a little position. It's not big. I would say it's like closer to 15%.
Cool. The final question that I have on the farming business is any kind of previously you were like providing guidelines in the presentations on end of year results. Anything able to predict right now, or is that not yet the time?
Not yet the time. Still too early.
Okay. Thank you very much, man. That's it for me for this moment.
Great. Thank you so much for your question. And we will now move on to Miłosz Cisło from RMSM. Please go ahead.
Hello. Once again, I would like to also congratulate the strong results for the Q1. The first question that I have is connected to the buyback program. And recently we saw some weakening of the Polish złoty, which gives possible headwind for the buyback in relation to how many shares for the dollar can be bought for a certain price. Does the company take into account the exchange rate of Polish złoty in regard to US dollar when it plans the tranches and possible evolution, like in December we'll likely have some hike of the interest rate, or this is not a factor in your planning?
It's definitely one of the factors, and we take this into consideration as well. We are not ready to say whether we will be back to the market soon, but as soon as we decide, we will announce the next tranche.
Okay, thank you. In regards to the crushing, we could see that in the first quarter, despite bad harvest last year, the company already managed to get back with the margin up to about $60 a ton. Could we expect to have further improvement in the second quarter of the financial year?
Anastasia, I can take it. I'm back online. Sorry. So,
thank you.
As I mentioned already in the presentation, that we have, at one hand, pretty good, I mean, fundamentals on a crushing business. We have the good harvest, 16.8, high prices, and we should be normally delivered a quite good margin over the whole season. The first and how we started, we already showed and produced a good margin. The only problem what we have is a slow pace on the farming sales, and there is practically no pressure and quite low coverage of the sun seeds inventories, not only us but also the other crushers. So everyone is pretty much working in low inventories, pretty much worried about to stop the plants, and that's why rushing to buy sun seeds. And farmers are at the moment winning a little bit game against the crushers. So he's selling better and he makes more money, of course, and crushers are a little bit under pressure, which should be completely opposite right now, given the season. So let's see. We still expect pressure comes February, March, and which should reflect positively the margin. And we really hope that the crushing segment should show the overall the good result over the year. The only problem is to predict it's quite difficult. So that's why we take quite conservative approach. but there is a good fundamentals for this year.
Okay. So given this evolution, do you maybe plan this year to change the habit of selling your own sunflower seeds at the end of the season?
Yeah, but we don't really take a big position in sun seeds except our own production and farming. Whatever we buy from farmers, we try to sell at pretty much same time. So we don't really play positions here.
Okay. And the last question from my side, from what I remember, the pre-contracting for the corn and for the wheat in the spring this year gave prices of about 2010-2015 US dollars. Right now, for the futures, we see that wheat can be contracted in Matisse, for example, for almost $300, and in relation to corn for the next season, obviously already, it's about 260. Does this hike in the possible to realize prices would cover the increase of the costs?
There are two separate issues. First of all, we're also looking for the next season already, and we also believe the prices for wheat and corn pretty high. And we start already selling some parts, not very actively, but we're already selling the next crop. Of course, we're also taking in consideration the higher cost. We already try to forecast and anticipate the cost for the next season, cost of production and the farming. But still, it looks like margins are quite decent anyway with the cost increase and the prices which we can really book for the next year. So we're slowly moving forward.
Okay. Do you have some maybe schedule in regards to contracting, or it will be just depending on the market situation?
It will depend on the market.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, is Avera still doing well so far in this quarter?
Not as first quarter, but doing well.
Okay, great, fantastic. Thank you.
Great, thank you, Miloš. And our next question comes from Dmitry Ivanov from Jefferies. Dmitry, please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yeah, thank you very much for your presentation, taking my questions. Maybe we'll ask several questions. The first one, Cornell already announced early redemption on 22 bonds. Could you please kind of provide more color on which sources of funds will you use to redeem these bonds? Will it be cash on hand, or will you kind of attract a new loan from commercial banks or new potential bonds? So any color would be much appreciated. That's the first question.
Anastasia, would you comment, please?
Yeah, it's relatively easy. It's cash on hand. We will not raise additional money.
Mm-hmm. Understood. So you would just use current cash on hand. Second question, I guess, on every business. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that if you look at the EBITDA of the infrastructure trading business, more than 90% of contribution was from every business to the trading and infrastructure EBITDA. Does it mean that kind of other like non-every trading performance was quite mediocre? So I'm just curious, because this contribution of every business is quite significant. Should we expect such contribution going forward, much bigger contribution from every business and from your non-every business? So just any color also will be appreciated.
So, I mean, Avera, as always, it would be difficult to predict what they will produce, and because it's a pure trading arm of the kernel,
mm-hmm.
And it's always, I mean, for the last season it was a positive surprise, and first quarter obviously very supportive, but going forward it will be very difficult, honestly, to say if the Avera will perform same pace.
Mm-hmm.
So we never counted on a very pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Understood. So much more of a surprise for you than like something going forward. Understood.
Exactly.
Understood. And this is my last question. So I read your comments with regard to some uncertainties with regard to infrastructure and trading business. Thank you. So just a small question. You mentioned that there is some delay in harvesting of corn and resulting complications with the honoring of some of your contracts to deliver corn. Should we be concerned about this situation? I mean, like, are there any penalties, fines in the contracts that you will have to pay because of some issues with delivering this corn? So maybe any color also would be helpful.
Not at all. So we absolutely fine with our logistic and execution. When I'm saying about delay corn, generally speaking about Ukraine, which means it's just less pressure. And so farmers are more relaxed and they are better managing their infrastructure, their own storage, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So they're not really under the pressure to sell. And the less volume on the market and less margins. And that's as simple as that. So, but it's not really concerned our contracts of delivery and supply. We absolutely fine, and the planning what we're doing is not really affecting our 20% standing, our own corn standing in the field. So, just a general perception of the market.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Thank you very much. And just one small follow up question on the first one. I understand that considering the current volatility. On markets, it's difficult just to come to the market. But do you have any plans just to come to the capital markets sometime, maybe next year when volatility fades away, and maybe just to replenish your cash position with longer dated bonds, something like this? So something. Any plans?
At the moment, we don't have any plans.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much for your time and your comments.
Thank you.
Congrats on the results.
Great. Thank you so much for your question, Dmitry. And our next question comes from Natalia Shpygotska from Dragon Capital. Natalia, please go ahead. Your line is open.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much for the presentation. I have a small follow-up on the farming cost, please. Did I understood correctly that you expect farming cost for the new harvest to increase by 60% year over year?
Anastasia, can you comment on this number? Because in my mind, the number is lower than 60%.
Yeah, it's up to 60%. Again, it depends. It's not, we don't have 100% of visibility, but this is a very broad, Sorry. Total increase on total cost is 15%.
15, not 60.
Sorry.
Okay.
So 15. Sorry for misleading.
15. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you very
five,
much.
Yeah.
That helps a lot. Thank you. And one more question on infrastructure, please. The report mentions that with record high grain harvest, grain transportation, including by railway, again becomes quite a challenge. And could you please comment if company's rail car fleet is currently sufficient for grain trading business, and if you are concerned to any extent by the government's initiatives to limit the useful life of the rail cars in Ukraine? Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you.
Andre?
Sorry, it seems we have lost connection with Andre again. Would you like me to pass over to Anastasia?
Yes, sure. Sorry, may I ask you to repeat the question?
Yes, sure. My question was, if the company's grain railcar fleet is currently sufficient for grain transportation, and if company is concerned with government's initiative to limit useful life of the railcars in Ukraine. Thank you.
It's almost sufficient for the time being. This season is busy in terms of logistics, and we might need additional rail cars. We might need to buy something on spot, but not significant volume. With respect to the new initiative, yes, we are definitely concerned, and we see, you know, how it will develop. And I think not only Kernel is concerned about this, but all other players. So we'll see.
So
still early to judge about the potential impact, but it might add deficit to the market.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
Great, thank you, Natalia, for your question. And our next question comes from Jakub Skopek from Erste Group Bank. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Congratulations once again on the fabulous results for the last quarter. I've got two questions. The one is regarding the fertilizers. Do you notice a scarcity of fertilizer on the market? And what is your assumption how this potential scarcity could impact the new harvest? Yara, for example, says that if the fertilizers are not applied, the net yield, it drops like 40%. What is your opinion about that?
It's difficult to estimate a total impact because it's always a combination of weather conditions and technology definitely, so difficult to assess the impact. We see that some of the farmers are struggling to buy enough fertilizers, that's true. We were lucky or smart enough to sign the contract in advance, and actually we are fine in this respect. Definitely deficit is there. We don't expect a dramatic impact because still, you know, it's not the only factor, and if a farmer follow technology each and every year, deficit in one particular year might not have a significant impact on the yield. Difficult to say at this stage.
Okay, thank you. And the last question, a follow-up from one question that was asked before. You mentioned that you start selling grains from the harvest 2022-2023, what proportion of grains is right now secured? Could you elaborate on that a bit?
I don't have the figures with me now, but it's not a big portion. We started to do this, but it's not a significant portion.
10%, it would be cool, yeah?
Probably we will come back to you later. I don't think you agree with me.
Thank you. That's all from
me.
Great. Thank you so much for your question, Jakub. And our next question comes from Konstantin Festovitz from Adamant Capital. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi. Thank you for the call. So I have a follow-up question on the farming side. If I understand correctly, right, the last figure that you gave is that the costs are increasing 15%, right? So if it's 15% and your yields are off year on year, right, about probably the same 10 to 15%, right, then your cost per ton of grain should be about the same as last year. Isn't that roughly correct?
Don't know, should do the calculation.
Okay, well, roughly, right? So basically, so the question is, so prices per ton right now are up about 50% compared to last year, right? And if your costs are roughly the same, why are you so conservative on your outlook for farming?
The current yields are pretty good, so to have even higher yields next year would be probably a little bit aggressive expectation.
But we are talking about the harvest that you're gathering right now, right? So, for example, your corn yield, I think the guidance was 9.5, right? That you're going to harvest versus 9 last year, right? So that's about a 6% increase in the yield. Is that correct?
So you are talking about our expectation with respect to the current harvest or the next harvest?
Yeah, current. So the farming EBITDA guidance, right, that you're giving for 2022, right? What you're saying roughly, right, is that I think it's in the presentation, is that you expect it to be somewhat above last year, right? And so the question is that seems conservative to me, given that your costs per ton are going to be roughly the same, right? Whereas your prices are going to be up 50%. So I would expect the EBITDA margin, and the EBITDA overall to grow a lot more than just, you know, being flat or a bit better than flat.
Yeah, but as you know, we are selling, we have our hedging policy, and we pre-sold certain portion of our crop earlier, so you cannot apply current prices.
Could you say how much you have pre-sold?
Yeah. No, again, we will go deeply into details.
That's fine. I mean, if you can follow up later, that's okay as well.
Okay.
Then another question that I have is, could you say how much of the EBITDA in the oilseed processing is due from renewables for this quarter? And also, what do you expect for the year in terms of renewables?
Just a second, I will check if I have data for the whole year. The figure, the impact in the first quarter was not big, because again, it was just the beginning of the season for crushing plants, so they just started and only a couple of our turbines were operating.
So you would say a couple million, maybe? A million?
Should be like this. And okay. For the whole year, we will get back to you.
Okay, that's fine. And then also finally, the last question that I have is that, so just sort of the overall outlook on the fact that farmers are not really willing to sell, right? Given that they have, you know, they're expecting good prices, I guess, right? And their infrastructure has been more developed. And it seems that this sort of as an overall problem for the year, and I was sort of wondering, you know, they don't really have anywhere else to sell, right? I mean, the volume has to be sold eventually, right? So if they're holding out right now, wouldn't they then be selling larger volumes later down, you know, in the following month before the end of the year? And that would mean that supply would suddenly jump up, and this would be good for your margins, both for crushing and for trading. Isn't that sort of the logic?
The farmers should sell eventually. You're absolutely right. And they will sell sooner or later. So the fact that they are not selling now is definitely good for our working capital needs and our financial costs. But we see that some of our competitors, like could be short in terms of their trading position, so they are probably ready to offer unreasonable prices, and this is the factor which can deteriorate the margin. So as always, there are positive and negative consequences of this.
So your concern basically is that other players will be paying a premium, right, and will be cutting into their profits in order to just acquire the volume, and they're not going to wait it out. Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the factors, definitely.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Great, thank you so much, Konstantin. And our next question comes back to Miłosz Wcisło from IRSM. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Hello, I have a follow-up question about the energy production. So in the presentation, it's shown that about a third of the plant capacity in the production is right now in production. So can you tell us maybe what is the schedule to start production of the plant above Prydnieprowski and Bandurka?
Sorry, Miłosz, your line was cutting a bit. Could you repeat your question,
okay,
please?
Sure. So I would like to ask, when do you plan to start operations in the renewable sector in plants in Wolfgang, Prydnieprowski, and in Bandurka?
These two will be launched during the season, during this financial year. Actually, it's more or less happening now.
So by the end of the quarter, we should expect already significantly higher capacity of the power generation comparing to the first quarter?
Definitely by the end of the next quarter.
Okay, so that's my follow-up. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, Miłosz. And just as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Alternatively, please press the red flag icon. And our next question comes from Natalia Szpygotska from Dragon Capital. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
One more question, a small follow-up again on the farming cost, please, just in order to be on the same page. With regards to 15% increase in farming costs we've mentioned earlier, does this concern costs of 2021 calendar year harvest or 2022 calendar year harvest? Thank you very much.
This is calendar year 21.
Uh-huh, understood. And any color on 2022 calendar year, please? Thank you.
Still work in process.
Okay, thank you very much.
Great. Thank you so much, Natalia, for your question. And it appears that we have no further questions. I will now pass over to the management team for final remarks.
Thank you, and apologies for the technical issues and for the fact that Andrei Berevsky couldn't answer all the questions. We are available for the questions. Please contact us if any further questions. Thank you.